I'm giving the speech on behalf of a human rights activist, Fatima Alberi. She's feeling embarrassed today, so I'm giving her speech. I am her daughter. Fatima Alberi is a human rights activist. She's also a psychologist. She's a graduate of Damascus University of 1998, and she's a Canadian citizen. We meet here today to commemorate the International Day of Jerusalem on the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan, and it is a great day to stand up and restore the memory of Jerusalem and ask for the rights of the oppressed Palestinian people and the right of Jerusalem to restore the land to its owners. Today is the call that targets and speaks and reminds the world about the vulnerable humans in the world in the face of the arrogance of the current superpowers of the world who have tried to extinguish the truth and reality of this issue for the past several decades. We ask the international community, the United Nations, and the General Assembly of Human Rights, and all the associations working in the field of human rights in the world to stand up with Jerusalem and the Palestinian people, to restore their rights and lift up the injustice and oppression and persecution of the Palestinians and all their factions, religious, and ethnic groups. These people that lay under the fire of the latest technology of weapons manufactured in the world, which are internationally prohibited by international organizations for human rights. These phosphorus rockets and shells falling every day on the warheads of the Palestinian people, their women, their elders, their youth, and their children, without mercy and respect for human life and the right to life. These weapons are used against the unarmed Palestinian people without guilt or offense of their own just because they are demanding the right to their third land and to live in peace and safety and respect for the rights of all who own land of the Palestine to live equally and in equity. Where are the democratic freedoms and human rights that the Western countries speak of and try to demand? The Palestinian people are killed day and are every day, and they are displaced, and their land is ripped. There is an Arab and international silence with the lead of the United States government, not speaking about the Palestinian people's rights that are being violated. The Zionist Israeli government is forcing the Palestinian people to go out of the Palestinian land, and they are calling it their own. The Zionist Israeli government is working on a policy of ethnic cleansing in Jerusalem and the expulsion of its people, and events are aimed at a demographic change for the building of an Israeli Zionist state. They are being supported by ignorant, arrogant Western powers. Where are the Palestinian people's right to life and to live with dignity? Jerusalem is a sacred Arab land. It has been for over the past ages and the ages to come. Jerusalem is a land of peace, the land of love, the land of unity for all civilizations and all the Western religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. It is the land of the birthplace of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, and the first sign of prayers for all Muslims. The city of Jerusalem will be a memory in the hearts and minds of generations past, present, and future. It's
changed because of Imam Khomeini. Few people are blessed like him, not many. We love Imam Khomeini. He's our leader and an inspiration. If we follow his ideology, we'll be the best nation. We salute Imam Khomeini for this revolution. We don't have the words to express our appreciation.
Our team who would be participating in the drama. So.